es el beat.
Was the one I caught when I saw your face.
Hello and welcome to Places. Today's date is Tuesday, November 29th. We're coming at you here from KHDX 93.1, the student radio of Hendricks College, down here in Little Conway, Arkansas. I'm your host, Zach, and we've got a guest tonight. It's a return guest. Why don't you say hi?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Hannah.
That is Hannah, in case you forgot. She was here a month ago. Now, that medley made absolutely no sense. There was some rap, there was some rock, there was some Spanish music, and some indie pop. I feel like that rhymed, but it didn't. Now, what place could that have possibly been? Well, today's date, Tuesday, November 29th, in case you forgot, is my birthday. That's right, woohoo!
Woohoo! He's 20!
I am 20 years old. That is two decades of life behind me. So, as a little birthday present to myself, today's place, I have labeled it as my own mind. Now, that's just me trying to be creative, but in reality, I'm being lazy, and I didn't come up with a place. I'm just playing my favorite music. Talk, Hannah.
I don't have anything to say.
That's right, because you're
this
just
this is the place that we are in.
Good job. Guys, she's on Snapchat.
On Snapchat. I'm reading... Okay.
You're reading what?
No, I'm reading... I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm reading this thing about the 2 weeks before winter break.
Uh-huh. You mean specifically here at Hendricks?
No, it's just an internet thing.
Is it a BuzzFeed thing?
No.
Oh, well...
Something else, but basically, it's saying it's really sad and it's really hard.
What's sad about it? I think it's nice. You're studying and then you're done. That's it.
No, it's Zach. Okay.
Okay.
Not as many people like school as much as you do.
That's true. I love school. I love school, and I love Hendricks College.
Great. Okay.
Let's get started on the music. This is "Jerk It Out" by the Caesars. They are from Sweden, and I first heard this song while playing FIFA 2004.
You
Yes. FIFA soundtracks often give me quite a few songs I play on this show, as EA always do a pretty good job of throwing on as many international artists as they can. When I think about soccer, and I always, every week, I try to bring up whatever soccer knowledge I have for whatever the place is. And, oh no, I suppose since this episode's about me, I suppose I could talk about who some of my favorite players are. You know some of them, Hannah. We share some of the same favorite players.
Yes, Kevin Trapp.
Kevin Trapp. Can you tell us about Kevin Trapp? Who he is?
Yeah,
where he's from? Who he plays for?
I can.
Please
I've
do.
Learned a lot about him. Okay, he is tall, and he is from Germany.
There
but
you go.
He from plays. Frankfurt. He plays in Paris.
And for Paris Saint-Germain in Ligue 1, for you other soccer fanatics.
Yes.
He's a goalkeeper.
And, hey, I was gonna say that he's a goalkeeper.
Okay, that's
one for the team, and he usually wears green.
He does usually wear green. What's another one of our joint favorite players, Hannah?
Griezmann?
Antoine Griezmann. Probably one of my top three favorite players right now in general.
Yeah, but he's like everyone's.
No, not everyone's.
Oh, okay.
Definitely not. A lot of people hate him.
Why?
Because they are jealous of his success and how good he is. That's why.
Okay.
Antoine Griezmann, he's a French striker. He is, I think, shorter than me, which, I mean, you all know me. You know I'm short, so that I don't have to say how tall I am. I think he's either my height or shorter. Although he scores ridiculous amount of headers. He plays for Atletico Madrid. And, well, the news about him is that he's going to England in the next year. Perhaps, possibly, for either Manchester United or Chelsea or Arsenal or any of those teams. Which could be interesting. I kind of wanted to see him join PSG, but...
Me too!
He's way above them. He would be wasting his talent in France.
I don't think so, because Kevin's there.
He should either be staying in Spain or he should be going to England, because playing in the French League is a waste of time. Sorry if you're listening, Julian.
He's not listening.
Of course, Julian's not listening. What am I kidding?
No one's listening.
No, our families are listening, Hannah. That's what matters. And the other millions of listeners. I'm sorry for excluding you guys. I know there's millions of you out there somewhere. Quick, Hannah, ask me to, on the spot, make up a team of my 11 current favorite players.
How about we talk about music?
Okay, so my favorite goalkeeper, that's got to be David Ospina from Arsenal/Colombia. Favorite right back, let's go with... Hold on, I'm going to change Ospina. Kevin Trapp in goal.
Yes.
Then I will put Hector Bellerin from Arsenal at right back. Center back pairing is going to be...
Kevin Trapp.
He's a goalkeeper.
Yep, you can do that too.
Center back, first center back is going to be Samuel Umtiti from Barcelona and /France. Next to him.
Kevin.
No, definitely not Kevin. What's his name?
Trapp.
Leonardo Bonucci from Juventus. And I'm sorry, I'm switching this team up so much. Instead of Umtiti, let's go with Diego Godin from Atletico. Left back, let's go ahead and throw in, what's his name? Hannah, what's his name? You know.
Kevin?
Rafael Guerreiro from Portugal/Borussia Dortmund. CDM, Julian Weigl from Dortmund as well. Let's get two center mids. Kevin De Bruyne from City.
You mean Kevin Trapp?
Kevin De Bruyne.
Trapp.
From City. And next to him...
I'm sorry, I'm watching the people go by because there's a glass window and it's really awkward.
Yeah, it's all right. Sup, man?
Don't do that.
No, he waved at us.
He did?
He did.
Oh, look, there's a guy with a sword at Hendrix.
There is a sword club.
There's a sword club, and I'm really not sure what they do.
I see them every Friday. They just run around with swords, and that's
but they're not real swords.
No, they're like plastic and styrofoam swords. They just run around and hit each other with them. Let's lightning fast. Okay, other CDM. Okay. Paul Pogba before he went to United. Right wing Messi.
We play some of the music you like, Zach.
Left wing.
Hey, fun fact, guys.
Marco Royce.
I'm going to be on this show next semester.
And it will be way better than this because this has been a mess so far.
It's fine.
Next song. It's by Arctic Monkeys.
Yay! My favorite band.
Her favorite band. Definitely one of my either top two.
Play the music!
Okay, here it
Happy
goes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Said you're mistaken if you're thinking that I haven't been caught cold before. As you bit into your strawberry lace, then offered your attention in the form of a gobstopper. It's all you had left and it was going to waste. Your pastimes consisted of the strange and twisted and deranged, and I loved that little game you had called crying lightning, and how you like to aggravate the ice cream man on rainy afternoons. The next time that I caught my own reflection, it was on its way to meet you. Thinking of excuses to postpone, you never looked like yourself from the side, but your profile. Little game you had called crying lightning, crying lightning, crying lightning, crying lightning. Your pastimes consisted of the strange and twisted and deranged. And I hate that little game you had called.
That rock and roll, eh? Never die. Drops mic. That's an Alex Turner joke. If you're not... God, that was my phone. I'm busy. Do not call me right
that
now.
That is so unprofessional of you.
That was so unprofessional.
I don't even have my phone out.
Girl with photo out. That's an app where you get to make GIFs.
It's really cool.
Yeah, don't advertise on my show, please.
I'm not advertising. I don't work for them.
Sounds like you're advertising a photo to me. Anyways, Arctic Monkeys, great band. We love them. Okay, I'm getting another call. No, please not right now. I muted my phone, but Seriously. This show.
I have a cold right now, so I don't know if you can tell if my voice is weird.
Everyone can hear, Hannah. Don't worry.
Okay. Well, this is my third cold of the semester.
That is a lot of colds.
That is a record for me. And my mom, hi, by the way.
Nice.
She said that it's probably because I'm an only child. And
you never grew up with germs.
Never grown up with germs.
What does it do with me, though? I was an only child till I was 13.
Well, you work out. Next transition.
What a transition.
Segment.
What a segue. Yes, that is correct. I do work out. I work out a minimum of once a day, sometimes twice a day. And guess what? It does wonders. I also eat healthy. That's probably the main thing. But yeah. I think last summer, not the summer that just passed, but the one before that, I weighed 226 pounds. What a porker. Who said that?
Not me.
Yeah, not her.
She just
took videos of me by accident. Oh, yeah. By accident, air quotes.
That makes me sound so mean.
No, it's fine. I appreciate it because I get to see that because I never would have allowed that, and I want to see it now. But yeah, 226 and currently at 163. Whoa, that's 63. To, I forget however many pounds.
Good birthday present to yourself.
Yeah, it took a year and a half to make, but there you go. I still need to lose 20 more pounds, though. This next song, it's called Got It by a group named Marian Hill, who they're from Philadelphia, I think, which means I will never showcase them on places, hence why I'm playing them tonight. I work out to this all the time. It's great for working out.
I've got this thing, gonna blow your mind. Pulling a string, helping you unwind. You want to know. This thing gonna tie your tongue. Step in my ring, you'll be out round one. You want to feel, but you got no touch. You think it's love, but you think too much. Thank you.
So, speaking of being sick, I think that as a whole, this campus is, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but doesn't it feel like really low energy in the past week to you?
Well, we haven't, like, been here for a week.
It feels really low energy, guys.
I mean, it literally was dead because there was no one here. It was Thanksgiving.
That's true, but even before that.
Okay.
Like, okay, I don't agree that it's, like, sad for finals, but I do agree that, like, everyone is sort of like, I don't want to do anything. I'm just glad that the library is open till 1 a.m. every night, which sounds miserable, but it's actually really pleasing. Zach. What? What?
You love school. That's good for you. You're paying a lot of money for it.
I do love school. I am paying, yeah, what you just said.
I don't know. My thing is weird. Like, I really like it.
You like learning.
Yeah, I do. I love it. And I guess, I mean, I do pretty well in school. But
yeah, you do great.
That sounds not genuine.
No, you do.
But I don't know. Like, I just hate, like, working. Like, making myself do it. But I don't know.
No, I get you. Yeah. I mean, like, some... Yeah. No, I get it. I mean, there are times where I'm like...
But you, like, love it. You're, like, so enthusiastic to go to school every day.
True. But no, there's times where I'm like, eh.
No.
I couldn't be bothered.
No.
You're right. I love it.
You're, I love going, so, to school. Weird. See? Like, nobody's like... Anyway, okay. Mm-hmm. This is so interesting. Apparently, he usually writes a script.
I do write a script for every episode.
And he wrote a script last time I was here, but we haven't done anything, so I don't really know what we're talking about. Yeah. We'll write a script next time.
I promise.
We've learned.
And hey, everybody, I know you weren't able to hear last week's episode over London Part 1, aka London 1960 to 1985. I am going to be writing the blog post soon so I can upload the podcast and you'll all be able to hear it. And hopefully that'll be before next week, because then I'll be doing London from 1985 to the present. I already have the whole episode done. I just have to finalize the script. But besides that, I'll be ready. And up next, let's listen to coffee. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Probably going to get some coffee later. Not me. I hate coffee, but Hannah likes it.
I love it.
She loves the coffee here.
And the Cafe Medici in Austin. Hey, Austinites who love coffee. Sorry to cut you off. Go, all of you millions of Austinites. Are there millions of... Okay, anyway.
I think Austin's like either like right underneath a million, or it's...
No, it's definitely a million.
Is it?
Oh,
probably,
yeah.
The metropolitan area, but not the actual city. I think the actual city is at like 950,000 or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, well...
Here, we'll look it up while we play coffee.
Okay.
Do you love me? Blazing sun. cross. I can feel it burn. Rock me in your arms. I can feel it burn. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Feel the generation and stop. See the next one waking up. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up. Sitting the same with a pair of feet changed. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Feel the generation and stop. See the next one waking up. Get up, get
Just last week, both of us were back in Austin for Thanksgiving break.
And it was amazing.
It really was. We didn't see each other, but that was all right. Who cares? I see her all the time. She sees me all the time. Whatever.
Okay, then.
I'm just kidding. But seriously, that was great. We did the episode over Austin, and we talked it up, and we said how much we loved it. But going back there really reminded me how much it really is great. I mean, there's just so much to do there, and I guess the fact that we have our cars helps, and by no means does this represent the views of Hendrix, but I just gotta say, I feel like there's not, and I think it's okay to say this, there's just not as much to do here in Conway in general. It's a smaller city. I mean, what would you expect? It's just, being back home, I had forgotten how nice it is to be able to go out, and there's basically always something, and there's a lot of choice of whatever that something is.
Yes. Sorry.
Don't cough into the mic.
I'm not coughing into the
mic. I know you're not.
So Brendan, who's probably not listening, are you? I don't know, because this isn't a phone. Sorry.
That was really awkward. That was like first episode of Places level awkward.
Yeah, Brendan, I don't know. Hey, we're going to take him to Austin.
That's my roommate, in case you don't know. He's from Ireland.
But everybody knows.
I know everybody here knows, but I'm saying it anyways.
He's coming to Austin for 2 weeks, and I'm super, super excited. And I've written down this list of, like, all these Austin-y things to do, because I guess he hasn't ever really heard of it. And I don't know. I'm kind of surprised, because, like, there's South by Southwest, which is, like, I mean, that's, like, globally recognized. But, yeah. I mean, we talked to our other European/only friends. and about Austin, and I don't think, did they know about it, really?
Not really. I mean, I'm not surprised by that. I still have trouble thinking of Austin as being one of the, like, major cities of the United States.
Oh, you're so old.
What? No, I'm not saying that. I mean,
you're like 20.
No, I mean, yeah, I'm like 20. What are you, 12 or 18, whatever, 12, basically.
I'm always the youngest in all of, like, everybody who I'm friends with. I'm always the youngest, and I hate it because they're like, oh, you're so small.
You're even though you're taller than everyone.
Mature, yeah.
No, but, I mean, I even growing up, I just never thought of Austin as like a major big city or anything, but I guess it is. Oh yes, we did look it up, and the population is 931,000. And however, in the time since looking it up till now, that's probably a million because of how many people move to Austin all the time.
That was my joke.
That was her joke.
I looked
at her to see if she'd get mad at me for saying it. Up next
is. This is so awkward without a script.
Without a script, it is. Up next
is. This is not how we talk to each other normally.
I'm in Control by Aluna George featuring Popcorn. There's multiple A's in Popcorn.
Popcorn?
No, Popcorn.
Looks like popcorn.
There's multiple A's in there. So Here we go. It's from England. You're going to hear it again.
Chance Snapchatted me.
You're going to hear this song again next week, by the way.
Take shape, but I wanna see the stars burn after I had my turn. And ooh, ooh, you're working so hard. You played your card, so what's the payoff? And ooh, ooh, big to kiss cheap. You gotta go deeper than deep to get me off. If you're picking up my call, you know that I'm in control. I'm in control. Don't you know?
Jake.
Hi.
Hey, Jake. He didn't see us. It's okay. That's okay.
He's shy.
Jake's a guy we know. He's cool. He's on the soccer team. He's a nice guy.
Yes.
Hang out with him a few times. Ate lunch with him a couple of times,
too. We know him
so
well.
We know Jake is what I'm trying to say here. He's one of, like, the four Americans we know here at Hendrix.
And we know him through the Europeans.
We know two of
so
them through the Europeans.
We'll have great friends next year.
But I just got to say, I really love all of our European friends. They're all great. And I cannot wait to...
No, we're not playing that song, Zach.
To hopefully...
No, we're not. Please. Okay, happy birthday. But, like, I really like this one. Please.
Okay. I was just going to say, I can't wait till we go to Denmark junior year. Hopefully, that'll be great. Anyways, here's...
Moo is my second, actually third favorite artist.
Well, I'm not playing Moo, so don't talk about her.
Okay, well, you can't even say her name right, so...
Neither can you. It's M-O with a slash through it. Moo. Moo.
No.
Me.
No.
Moo.
No.
Me. Mo. It's one of those. It was in there somewhere. This is Peaches by In the Valley Below. It is the best...
They're super, super...
Indie is what you're
I don't
to
know
say?
I was gonna say hipster but
no,
that's like completely overused now, so like,
it is, but no they really are
okay
hipster.
So they're like one of those bands that people are like, this is disgusting, like, why do people listen to this? But actually, like, it's good. I like it.
Way to hype up this song. And wow, we're almost at the end of the show. We only got time for one more. But on the note of disgustingly indie bands, a band that we showcased a couple of weeks ago, Sekresk in Austin's playing a couple of shows in December, or at least two that I know of, on December 16th at Shirley's Temple, and December 21st at Lucky Lounge with a supporting act known as Flourish. I've never heard them, but there you go.
And Brendan's going to go, hey, Brendan, you're not listening.
Can you stop calling Brendan out?
I'm sorry.
That is unprofessional.
You know what? These are the thoughts that are going through my mind.
You need to be trained properly.
Trained? Okay, train me, Zach.
Well, I can't. The show's ending in 5 minutes.
Okay.
It's okay. I'm just kidding. You're doing a great job. Mm-hmm. I mean, for this cluster of a show. All right. Happy birthday to me.
Yeah, happy birthday.
It's been a great day. I've had a great birthday.
I'm sorry, you should see these hand motions he's doing.
I'm doing very extravagant hand motions.
He does a hand motion with every
pretty much,
word
yeah.
he says.
Yes, I do.
Stop.
Quite unnecessarily, too. Yeah, great birthday, great day. Everyone was great. I got thrown in a fountain that had 6 inches of water. It was terrible.
Great.
Yeah. Anyways, great. Here is my favorite song, Open Your Eyes by STRFKR. I wish I'd seen them. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good, Hannah. Good.